Here's your KNDY weather allergy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs around 80. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 60s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated chances of storms. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man who shot two Kansas police officers back in 1985 is expected to be released from prison sometime around the 1st of August. Ithiel Lawton shot officers Randy Horn and Pat Reed of Topeka during a family dispute at Lawton's home. Both officers survived but left the department soon after being injured. Before the shootings, Lawton had been hospitalized 20 times in the previous 16 years for paranoid schizophrenia. The review board recently granted parole to Lawton, who is now 77. A former Wellington High School band instructor has been sentenced to 16 months in prison for sexual exploitation of a child. 30-year-old Ben Olson was sentenced Thursday in Sumner County District Court. He pleaded guilty back in March after admitting that he had a nude photo of a 17-year-old girl. Olson was suspended from Wellington School District back in November, fired in April, and as part of his guilty plea, must register as a sex offender. Mid-America Network News. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with Gooseneck Livestock Trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Japan and the United States are working hard to reach a trade agreement, according to those close to the negotiations. A Japanese official said this week, "Our team is now working pretty hard, so we are looking forward to some news in the near future," end quote. The U.S. and Japan are reportedly working on a small trade deal involving agriculture and autos. The trade talks between Japan and the United States began earlier this year. A deal could be finalized for agreement in September when President Trump will meet with Japan's prime minister. Industry officials say the deal could offer United States farmers new market access in return for a reduction on tariffs for Japanese auto parts. Farmers have pleaded for better access to Japan since Trump removed the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, now renamed and in place. The TPP replacement gave other nations a competitive advantage over U.S. farm products. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities recovered the body of one of two missing fishermen in south central Nebraska. Station WOWT reports that the man's body was found around 9:30 yesterday morning in the Republican River near Guide Rock. The search continues for the second missing man. The Webster County Sheriff's Office says someone reported the two were fishing at a dam on the river Friday when they were pulled underwater by an undertow. A third man was rescued and taken to a hospital. Nebraska state officials who want to profit off their government experience and connections after leaving office face virtually no obstacles to becoming lobbyists, unlike most other states that bar them from immediately switching roles. A new report by the consumer rights group Public Citizen says Nebraska is among seven states with no restrictions on former lawmakers, governors, or other elected officials becoming lobbyists. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. The accounting firm contracted to assist with budget preparation gave the board several recommendations regarding consolidation of funds under the general budget and explained the county valuation and how the current tax lid can and will affect the budget. County Treasurer Jimmy Ellenbecker and County Sheriff Dan Hargrave met to discuss the Sheriff's Reserve Fund. Ellenbecker was trying to get clarification on what's appropriate to deposit. The county auditor previously advised that reimbursements should be deposited back into the funds they were paid out of, not a different fund. Budget requests from outside agencies were also outlined. Tentatively, the budget hearing for Marshall County will be scheduled August 26th at noon. It was reported that former county clerk Sonia Stoes, who is facing charges of misuse of public funds, was arrested July 17th after surrendering to authorities. She bonded out on $10,000 cash bond. An April 4th search warrant of the clerk's office and Stoes' residence was initiated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, who has learned that some $350,000 was allegedly spent on personal items using the county credit card during a six-year period through April of this year. A status hearing for Stoes is set for September 10th. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. The B Street project has been completed and is now open for traffic. Washington County now has applications for weatherization assistance for residents. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. Officials from the city of Corning and the city's attorney spoke to commissioners and the county attorney about the city of Corning enacting zoning regulations within city limits and extraterritorial jurisdiction. Next regular meeting for Nemahal County Commissioners will be Wednesday, July 31st at 9 a.m. at the Nemahal County Community Building. Acceptance of a term sheet and site maps for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm project will be considered. Marysville USD 364 School Board met July 17. Pam Dankenbrink was elected president, Kevin O'Neill vice president. Special board meetings were set for July 31st at 5:15 to approve the budget and a meeting with AHRS Construction. The annual budget hearing is set for Wednesday, August 21st at noon. The board accepted retirement resignation of John Runnebaum, effective September 1st for maintenance. A welcome reception for Interim Superintendent Denise Guy is planned Thursday, August 1st, 4:30 until 6:30 at the Empty Cup downtown. The annual Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca wraps up Monday with round-robin showmanship at 2. Auction of the Commissioner's Cookie Jars at 7 will be followed by presentation of livestock judging and round-robin awards and the annual livestock auction. A utility vehicle accident claimed one life and injured another north of Onega Sunday morning. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the accident around 5 a.m. on Onega Road just north of Onega. UTV apparently rolled over, claiming one life, injuring another. Identification of the individuals involved has not been released as investigation continues.
Memorial service for Mindy B. Sibley, age 42, of Waterville, will be Tuesday evening, 6 p.m., at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mindy Sibley. Robert Dallas Bowie, age 88, of Summerfield, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the American Legion Post in Liberty. Interment at a later date, the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Robert Dallas Bowie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, citrus salmon, macaroni and cheese, broccoli, wheat bread, and apple rings. Tomorrow, taco salad with beans, lettuce and tomato, French bread, watermelon, and cherry crisp. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
That can't be right. Christmas already? It's just Elsie Grace's Christmas in July sale. Stop by the store in Frankfort to shop great sales on select items all through the store, all through July. Get a jump on your holiday gift giving in July. Save yourself some stress and money and shop Elsie Grace's Christmas in July sale now through the 31st.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we've had this cold front associated with a low that is now moving off towards the east. And it looks like we're going to see sunny skies for today, quiet weather as we head into tonight and into tomorrow. Before another system moves in Tuesday night into Wednesday, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures really not bad. We're definitely going to see cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow, then another warm up by the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 60s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs around 80. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs around 86. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is staff meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July 90, record high on this date 106 in 1980. The average low 68, record low is 52 in 2005. Sunset this evening 8:37, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Sunny and 68 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light and variable. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 29th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
No brooms in Boston this weekend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Yankees got the best of Chris Sale at Fenway Park, scoring 6 runs off the Red Sox ace as they avoided a 4-game sweep.
1-1, swung on and in the air to deep right field. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone. Yes, indeedy.
On WFAN, Didi Gregorius, the first lefty to homer off Chris Sale since 2017. The Yankees won 9-6. Kyle Schwarber was a one-man wrecking crew for the Cubs as they blew out the Brewers.
The pitch. Schwarber tries one in the air. Get out the tape measure. Grand slam. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber.
On WSCR, Schwarber added a 3-run shot and finished the game with 7 ribbies and 4 runs scored. 11-4 Chicago, the final. And as the trade deadline looms, an ace on the move. The Mets acquiring Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays in exchange for 2 prospects. Speaking of aces, Steven Strasburg earned his baseball leading 14th win, allowing just 1 run and striking out 9 Dodgers over 7 innings in an 11-4 Nationals victory. And a good day for Angels rookie Matt Theis, who went deep twice, including a walk-off shot in L.A.'s 5-4 win over the Orioles. Also in the game, Albert Pujols launched his 650th career homer. Strange incident in Kansas City where Indians hurler Trevor Bauer allowed a career-high 8 runs, blowing a 5-3 lead. When Cleveland manager Terry Francona came out of the dugout to remove Bauer in the 5th, the pitcher reacted angrily by throwing the ball over the center field wall from the mound. Impressive arm strength aside, Bauer apologized after the Royals' 9-6 win.
That was childish, unprofessional. It's no place for it in the game.
NFL training camp news. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green will likely miss week 1 of the campaign after an MRI revealed he tore ligaments in his left ankle on Saturday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Junior's American Legion baseball team season came to an end, going 3-0 in the state tournament at Topeka. Marysville fell to Great Bend, wrapping up pool play on Friday, 16-5. Marysville Juniors lost a decision to Salina, 4-3, and opening pool play lost to Iola, 5-0. Again, the Marysville Juniors go 0-3 in the state tournament at Topeka, ending their season. Marysville Senior Legion Post, 163, finished runner-up in the AA zone tournament at Sabetha. Host Sabetha advances to the state play at Hayes. Sabetha defeats Marysville 5-4 in the championship after Marysville Post 163 battled back from the bottom side of the bracket.
Attention bowlers, get ready for the excitement, the competition, the sport. League sign-up has started at Land O'Lanes. Have fun all week long. Men bowl free on Mondays. Temp Tuesday, where the temperature at noon is the cost of the game. Ladies bowl free on Wednesday. Beer and well specials on Thirsty Thursday. And dipping and sipping specials on the weekends. That's how they roll at Land O'Lanes.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Starting today, Farm Service Agency offices are accepting producer applications for the Market Facilitation Program payments announced last week. The payments, part of the $16 billion trade aid package for producers in 2019. USDA expects the first round of payments to start mailing around mid to late August. A producer will receive 50% of the per acre payment rate in the first round of payments. So if a county level rate is $60, the producer would receive $30 per acre in August. The remaining $30 would be split between two additional payments if they're determined necessary by the Trump administration later this year. Producers have until Friday, December 6th to apply. Dairy and hog producers also eligible for aid, but those specific requirements producers must follow during the application process. USDA encouraging all eligible producers to contact their local FSA office to apply or found the application requirements along with a list of those ag products covered at farmers.gov/MFP. USDA is announcing that it will complete the federal rules governing domestic hemp production by August. The agency had previously said in February it wouldn't release the final rules until the 2020 growing season. But states and Native American tribes begin to submit their hemp production plans to USDA to review starting the date after the 2018 Farm Bill was signed. Under the bill, states and tribes can run hemp oversight themselves, but they have to submit their plan for oversight to USDA, which has up to 60 days to respond. States that don't submit a plan will be subject to the still unwritten federal regulations. Even in states that say they plan to wait for federal guidance, many hemp bills have moved forward in their state legislators, allowing farmers to participate in the 2019 growing season under the rules of the 2014 Farm Bill. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Historic rains this spring brought devastation to farming communities across the Midwest and the Plains. The floodwaters destroyed grain, farm fields, and infrastructure and has kept many farmers from planting this year. Ruth Gertis is president of Auburn Agency Crop Insurance in Auburn, Nebraska.
It's been quite a year. In 40 years of living and working in southeast Nebraska, I've never seen anything like it. Our windows to plant were short. There were no ideal conditions. And our farmers are struggling to try and figure out what comes next.
Thankfully, farmers with crop insurance, a critical tool to protect their operation when disaster strikes. Farmers have already received payments through crop insurance from damages this year. Gerda says crop insurance is a valuable and efficient risk management tool because of its public-private structure.
Farmers are appreciative of crop insurance and the robust crop insurance program that we have. They certainly appreciate when they have a prevent plant claim in 2019, and they've already been paid for the 2019 loss. I think that shows the power of the private industry and why we need that public-private relationship.
Curtis recently testified before Congress regarding the value of crop insurance. She describes crop insurance as a program that's a win for both farmers and taxpayers.
It's real and it's bankable. You can take your crop insurance coverage to the banker and get a loan. It's affordable. It's a good value for the farmer. It's a cost share, not a subsidy. That farmer doesn't get a check from the government. He has to put money out. So it's really a benefit both to the taxpayer and to the farmer.
Crop insurance, a big benefit to farmers in a tough farming year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. China doesn't seem to be the market driver that it has been in recent months, but there is still a lot going on in China affecting Farming America. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Dale Dirkholtz is a familiar name to Farming America listeners. He's been with us over the years off and on to talk about the markets and analyze what's going on. This time, though, Dale's got a different name on his business card. Well, his name is the same. The company name is Grain Cycles.
Yeah, I officially retired from corporate life back in the middle of June, and using Grain Cycles, it's an old handle I'd used on Twitter, and right now I'm in the process of setting up a blog on WordPress under the same name as well. So going to continue to do consulting, do some speaking, whatever the case.
Let's dig right into China. Are the markets not as interested in China as they have been in recent months?
The markets are more interested in China, you might think, but it's really on a different twist. You know, the whole trade issue has gone to the background. I think people finally got into the mode that, you know, this is going to be a long-term process to get resolved, and this isn't going to unfold rather quickly after everything broke down last spring. But I think the big issue with China right now really has to do with African swine fever and understanding the impact it's going to have on their meat demand, the impact it's going to have on their meat imports, and what residually that means to oilseed demand in other places to the world to feed livestock that it's going to end up producing meat to ship to China. So it's a lot different picture.
So the demand for grain and soybeans is still going to be there. It just won't be as concentrated in China, more spread around the world?
Yeah, I think that's really the key. And, you know, it really comes back into the game and the insight here of trying to understand African swine fever and what impact it is going to have on changing world trade flows. The situation in China, because of the nature of their pork industry, means that this may be a process that unfolds for quite a long time. And the example I give people, it took Spain and Portugal 30 years to eradicate African swine fever.
Well, what we hear from China is that they expect to be through the African swine fever in 5 years.
Well, they could start to rebuild hog herds, but the question becomes, you know, how successful are it going to be? Because you have to put a lot of restrictions in place to maintain your environment, to keep your own production facility somewhat clean so that you don't keep re-exposing yourself to it at this point in time. So that's really an unknown, especially with a country like China that has an industry that doesn't have the environmental standards even like we do, and the controls like we have in the major hog-producing units here in the U.S.
More from Dale Dirkholtz of Grain Cycles tomorrow. Back after this.
Nothing works harder than Trivapro fungicide. Trivapro offers long-lasting preventative and curative disease control thanks to three distinct modes of action, including an active ingredient that delivers 10 times more potency than the competition, allowing you to maximize yield on your farm. So choose the Trivapro fungicide that works longer than any other. Always read and follow label instructions. See your farmer's cooperative agronomy branch about SkyTech aerial application.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 68 this morning. Highs warm to the upper 80s, near 90 today. Bit of a cold front, or at least a shift, with temperatures lower on Tuesday, bouncing back to the middle 80s by Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. In a startling scene, Cleveland Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer suddenly heaved the ball from just past the mound over the center field wall while being taken out of the game in a 9-6 loss to the Kansas City Royals. Bauer said he had been frustrated and apologized for his actions in a statement after the game. This evening, it'll be the Royals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays in a three-game series. First pitch this evening at Kauffman Stadium at 7:15. Tyreek Hill was contrite but repentant in his first comments since he was banished from the Kansas City Chiefs following an audio recording in which his then-fiancée accused him of hurting their son. The star wide receiver declined yesterday to discuss the specifics of his case, which wound to a conclusion late last week when the NFL declined to punish him for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Following a 17-year career with the Kansas City Chiefs and Atlanta Falcons, Tony Gonzalez is set to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He has the second most catches in NFL history behind Jerry Rice. Gonzalez helped revolutionize the tight end position. The 85th edition of the NBC World Series tournament in full swing in Wichita. For the first time in its history, the annual Summer Classic is being played at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. This comes after the tournament old venue, Lawrence Dumont Stadium, was demolished late last year. The series continues this afternoon with the Great Bend Batcats taking on the Waco Missions at 1 o'clock. And Egan Bernal has become the first Colombian to win the Tour de France. The 22-year-old Bernal is also the youngest Tour winner in the post-World War II era. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior's American Legion baseball team season came to an end, going 3-0 in the state tournament at Topeka. Marysville fell to Great Bend, wrapping up pool play on Friday, 16-5. Marysville Juniors lost a decision to Salina 4-3, and opening pool play lost to Iola 5-0. Again, the Marysville Juniors go 0-3 in the state tournament at Topeka, ending their season. Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 finished runner-up in the AA Zone tournament at Sabetha. Host Sabetha advances to the state play at Hayes. Sabetha defeats Marysville 5-4 in the championship after Marysville Post 163 battled back from the bottom side of the bracket. Marysville Juniors American Legion baseball team season came to an end, going 3-out in the state tournament at Topeka. Marysville fell to Great Bend, wrapping up pool play on Friday, 16-5. Marysville Juniors lost a decision to Salina, 4-3, and opening pool play lost to Iowa.